This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Amazed by the Quran, a series in which I love sharing with you things I find amazing about the Quran. And today I want to share with you something about the imagery in the Quran using two different kinds of plurals. And these are two ayat that occur in two different places in the Quran. One is a Madani surah, Baqarah, which means after the Prophet migrated to Medina. And the other is actually a mid-Meccan surah, Surah Yusuf, which is before he migrated to Medina. So they're years apart. The revelation of these two verses, these ayat, are years apart. Yet they share something. In one of them, Allah, in Baqarah, Allah is encouraging Muslims to be charitable. And he says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, the example of those who spend their monies, their riches, in the path of Allah, كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلِ, is the example of a single grain that sprouts 7 ears of grain. So seven, you know, plants have grown to full maturity. When you peel the ear, there's grain, right? And there's seven of them that were born out of a single seed. Okay, habbatin ambatat sab'a sanabil fi kulli sumbulatin mi'atu habba. In each one of the ears that pops out, there's 100 grains inside. Okay, that's the image that's being presented, is one little seed that grew and it sprouted into 7 ears. And each of those 7 ears, when you peel them, have 100 grains inside. Okay, and the term used for that is sab'a sanabil, 7 ears of grain. On the other hand, you have a 7 ears of grain mentioned again in the Quran, which is in Surah Yusuf, many years before then. This is in the story of Joseph, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, where the king sees a dream. And he sees a strange dream that people around him can't figure out what it means. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ, the king said, إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ, I see seven fat cows. يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٍ, that seven skinny cows are consuming. وَسَبْعُ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُضْرٍ, and I see 7 ears of grain that are green. 7 green ears of grain. وَأُخَرُ يَابِسَاتٍ, and others that are dried up. But he sees 7 ears of grain. Again, which in English translation is 7 ears of grain. When you take a, you know, if you recall what I said about Baqarah, you plant a seed and it turns into 7 ears of grain. And now the king also happens to see 7 ears of grain. But remarkably, in the Arabic of the two ayat, the plural for one of them, sab'a sumbulat, which is in Yusuf, is different from sab'a sanabil, which is in Baqarah. What I'm trying to say, even if you don't know Arabic, is the way that 7 ears are talked about, the plural used for the ears of grain, in Baqarah is actually different from the one used in Surah Yusuf. Now, what's the point of doing that? In the Arabic language, you actually do have a concept of something that's singular, something that is plural, and something that is super awesome plural. Like they have plural on steroids. They have that sort of thing. Okay? And one of these is actually a powerful or a super plural, a jam'u kathra, what's called. And the other one is a weaker plural. And what's really awesome is that an image in which you're being encouraged that you should give and Allah will replenish you more than you can imagine, the powerful plural sanabil was used. So when you're encouraged to give charitably, Allah says you take that grain, you plant it, and it'll come out, and each one of them is going to give you 100. Now that is an imagination of, or the scene being depicted is one of multitude and growth and something that's replicating and multiplying far beyond your imagination. And in doing so, the word choice is that of a powerful plural. And yet on the other hand, the scene is actually quite the opposite. The king sees a dream, and he is, the dream, when we do see it interpreted, is actually going to mean that it's going to be 7 decent years, but just decent enough for you to survive and be able to ration for another 7 years. You're just not going to have enough to eat irresponsibly. You're going to have to ration food. So this is a context in which, instead of talking about multitudes and multitudes and multitudes, rather it's a context of we don't have enough. The situation is bleak. Our numbers are weak. The growth is weak, you know? And so you have to be careful in ration. And so he describes the weaker plural, sab'a sumbulat. Even the image that is painted in the mind of the listener, not from the Arabic. Because in English it says 7 years and 7 years. You can't even tell the difference. But in the Arabic, 1 7 years is far more, you know, fulfilling and enriched. And the other 7 is actually weakened and reduced. And you just skip over that entirely if you just read the translation. And this incredible subtlety and precision of the language of the Quran would just get overlooked. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. See you next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.